Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
A phenomenal day of heroes. We had the creator of Bikini Lux, BikiniLux.com, who took on LinkedIn. We had the brain doctor, clinical psychologist, smartbrainaging.com, and we just had the founder of the place that inspired the movie Coyote Ugly. Let's go ahead and let's get with our next hero, an expert at planning and organizing custom events. I mean, we're talking about including numerous local, national, and international ones, ranging from, well, 10 to over 10,000 participants. That's Amy Mancuso, who could be reached at amymancuso.com. That's AmyMancuso.com, who is the go-to person for organizing events. Amy, tell me about one of the most memorable events that you organized.
Oh, that's like asking me to pick my favorite child. They all are so unique in their own way and so different. It's really hard just to pick one that's been just incredible, but probably it was a wedding I did. Unfortunately, I can't say who it was for, but just the amount of everything we brought in and customized and flown in for this wedding. It actually was a 3-day event. So we did something on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it was pretty wow. So,
and you work with celebrities, but you, yes, also work with people that are not celebrities.
Most of the time, sure.
And how did you get your start in this industry? I mean, it's a challenging, there's a lot of gazillion moving parts, especially if you said you did one for a 3-day event. That's huge. How did you get your start?
I've been doing this 20 years, and I actually started doing corporate meetings and events. I was working for this company, and unfortunately, it grew too big too fast, so they had to go through layoffs. And we did events at this company, but at the time, I was just working for the presidents, and that was my first foray into what the event planning industry was all about. And I had finally found my passion. It was something like, I really like this. To me, it doesn't feel like work. So through the many layoffs, eventually I got put in the position to run their event department. And I was just thrown into working with Disney and all the big event companies. And once the company unfortunately couldn't survive, a lot of clients said, hey, we need somebody to do our events for us. If you start your own company, we'd love for you to do it. And I just took that leap of faith, and I did. I started my company 20 years ago, and that's how I got into it. And so it was corporate events, but eventually I had friends and family asking me to help with weddings. And I thought, wow, well, this could be a different avenue for me to grow my business. And at the time, there were only, I think, 5 event planners here in the Arizona area. It was just new. People thought it was a luxury. It wasn't a necessity. They didn't know much about it. But I got to meet these women, and one of the women who is my mentor, and I really owe almost everything I have today, her name is Victoria Hirschberg. Obviously, she's not doing it anymore, but she took me under her wing, and she taught me the ropes, and eventually she said, you're ready to go out on your own and fly. And I started doing it, and people got to know me and my name. And I worked really hard in this area to let people know that we're not a luxury and we're here to help. And there's ways for us to use a wedding planner or an event planner. And now we have over, I think, 150 people now that are doing this here.
And your preferred vendor at most of the premier hotels and resorts in Arizona. Your job, though, is really, I mean, you're in charge. You've got tons of balls that you're juggling. You're responsible for all, not just your clients, but everybody who's there. And this is a big responsibility. But what does it take, do you feel, to become a well-renowned event planner like yourself, or really, in any case, to be at the top of the game and sought after?
A lot of it comes down to, hopefully, experience and now, I mean, you are the orchestra leader, you're the director, you're the glue that holds everything together. And it's a live event. There's no do-overs. So you have to remain hopefully calm and have options A, B, C, and D in your pocket. So no matter what happens, you're there. Hopefully the client, you're handling things behind the scenes so they don't know what's going on. And just trying to be a team player. It is. It's not just one person. You're there to be a mediator, financial planner, an expert in everything. And you have to know all these different jobs to do it right and do it well.
And we have Amy Mancuso, the famous event planner, could be reached at amymancuso.com. That's AmyMancuso.com. And you're listening to Alliance's Heroes with me, David Kogan. Be a hero. Go to where entrepreneurs align. Be part of the community. Alliances.com. That's Alliances.com. Now, Amy, you talked a little bit about weddings. Well, you were Wedding Consultant of the Year for a number of years. You're the only inductee into the Wedding Coordinator Hall of Fame from 2006 through 2017 by the Wedding Chronicles Readers Poll. What's the best way? You talked about control and calm, but what's the best way to keep everything under control and to keep calm with so many gazillion moving parts?
Sometimes it's not that easy. Believing in yourself, knowing you know what to do, knowing you have a team of people that hopefully you've hired that are experts in their own field, and just working to make it right. There's a lot of things that come up, and sometimes you don't know, and you just have to hopefully mitigate it to the best possible. A lot of times you have weather, and you have no control over that. So sometimes as much as you plan, there are things beyond your control. And you just, sometimes you're out there, and you're, hopefully the client is understanding what's going on, and you're jumping in, and everybody's jumping in to make it the best possible event. And I always tell my clients, if it happens, it'll be just a wonderful memory, hopefully you'll have for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and what kind of advice do you have for someone? So, for example, they want to go ahead and they want to have an event, and they go, well, I can just go ahead and I could take care of it and do it all my own. Why would they go ahead and then hire an event planner?
It's very true. Of course, you can do it yourself. A lot of people nowadays are very busy. They both have jobs. They just don't have the time and effort to put into it. And there's sometimes, most of the time, there are things that we know that we can actually maybe get you more bang for your buck. We know industry people. We know working with your budgets, we might be able to find a way that you might be able to do this with ideas, suggestions, and recommendations that you actually may not have known before. Or there could be certain trends or items that we have go-to people that you may not have access to. So I think everybody could do it on their own. I think we bring a really good value to everybody. And just having somewhere there to run your event for you, especially on the day of, is immeasurable.
And I think most importantly, so that one can actually enjoy it. Because otherwise, if you're stressed out about, it's stressful enough meeting and seeing all your friends in one area and everything of that, and then trying to control the environment as best as you can. I mean, you can't enjoy it. The host with the most doesn't enjoy. They need to have a planner like yourself there.
And that's the main reason. Like I said, even if you put the whole event together, to have someone there that day so you can really enjoy everything, I think that's, you can't beat that.
And we've got a little less than a minute left. And what do you have for, you know, children growing up, and a lot of them love to get into the event planning, love to plan the parties. What advice would you have for them that want to be able to go into a field and event planning and that?
Well, it's not always the glitz and glam that you see. It is a business, and you are working it, so you're not always there enjoying the party too. But you're working long hours. You work nights. You work weekends. You zig when everyone zags. So you want to make sure that if you don't mind working weekends and nights and long hours, then it might be the right industry for you.
Well, Amy, you create unique events that make an impact for your clients on their most important and memorable days. You help them by creating order for what likely is chaos for many. You're a hero, Amy Mancuso. Go to amymancuso.com, AmyMancuso.com. And thank you to Glue, our producer, also with loopydocs.com, LUPIDOCS.com. And this is David Kogan with Alliances, and I hope to see everyone. So go to the website, alliances.com, and catch me at one of our amazing grand tables, round tables, and other experiences.
You have been listening to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. Alliances is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups. To present your superpower, visit www.alliances.com. To unmask Alliance's heroes' secret identities, be sure to tune in every Thursday at 9 a.m. right here on Money Radio 1510 and 99.3 FM.